Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Zivav Chai Kol Lamed Yoyim V'chein Cholet Shu Tzorch Lechol Ein Tzorch Oymen. A woman who gave birth 30 days after the birth, she's allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av, because we say that she's still weak, even though by Yom Kippur after 7 days she has to fast. Tisha B'Av is the Rabbanan, they're more lenient. There's a discussion that we're in about that, but that's the Maisa, that's the Psak. Even though in the places they were noyig, they would fast unless they have some special weakness. Also the Choyle, also if it's a Choyle, he's also not required to fast. On Tisha B'Av, El Machil Moisai, Migad, you feed him right away. So the Machil Choyle goes to Rabbanan. The person is sick, they weren't Goyzer B'Chalal. Says the Ramah, Mir no give the sanus calls man shein them sa godn show you lochus the sakona the make it gives it. So there's a minute to fast as long as they don't have a severe pain that could cause a certain chash or sakona. This is as whoever's make it to not lose out. Now if the person is sick, he can be make it and not fast on Tisha B'Av, and surely if he's a weak person, he should not be machmer. One should not be machmer when he's sick on Tisha B'Av without consent of a rabbi.